summer snow. And as we're doing that, I just want to say a few things. It's, again, I've said this quite a bit, we've talked about failure for most businesses fail because of inadequate management. A lot of those, a high percentage of those, are through inadequate financial management. That's what causes the overall inadequate management that leads to collapse is financial. So I say to you, and our book says to you, everyone says to you, you need to understand and manage your personal finances. And stay on top of them. And you need to have a home that your home is carefully paid attention to details, and you know where you're at financially at all times. And I say that if you're struggling to manage your personal finances and you just hate it, all kinds of things, I'd be very, very careful and wary about going into my own business, if that's the case. Because if your personal finances are very complicating to you, problematic to you, and you really struggle with anything of it, even as simple as a regular balancing of a checkbook, or if those are just not part of your life, then I would say, let me look at it pretty long and hard before you go jumping into a business, because whatever is happening in your personal life, it's going to be 10 times that in a business. If that business grows, it'll be 20 times that. It'll just get more and more complicated. And if your aptitude is one that you just resist, I'll wait till I get my bank statement. If there's a positive balance, we'll keep writing checks. If we start getting NSF charges, we'll stop.
Yeah. If there's checks, the checkbook, I'll keep writing checks.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And I'm sure the bank has that happen. What's wrong? Well, your bank's overdrawn. Well, can't be. I still have checks in my checkbook. So anyway, I'm just saying that a business financial complications are exponential compared to personal. Yes.
Really a good thing, if you don't like detail, with your personal thing, sometimes you can get away with that, but with a business, you cannot. Every detail, because the government entity is going to come looking down, and you have to justify everything that you've done. And if you don't, they'll take you to the cleaners.
Yeah. They'll just shut you down. And your business will have to cease. You have to keep records. You have to have monthly reports on your tax, on your sales taxes. You have to be collecting the sales tax. If you're business in business, you have to have a quarterly estimate to the federal government and to the state. And if all those things stop, they'll stop for a while, but eventually you'll get a phone call and a knock on your door of someone wanting to meet with you. And if you're in operation and no sales tax reports are being reported on a monthly basis, you'll get a knock on the door. And there'll be an audit, and then they can red tag your business and shut you down. They can do all kinds of things. Plus, all kinds of penalties and interest and costs just pile on you. So, absolutely. You might be able to get away with a poorly kept personal financial management, but that will just exponentially become a problem if you go to business. Yes.
Well, there's three reasons that we keep the paperwork. One of them is for you or whoever the manager or president is, so he can make decisions. And the other one is for an outside source, like maybe bonding or something where they can look at it. But the big one is for the government, because they can come back and ask you for, I think payroll's 10 years back, and just the regular records is 5 or something like that.
So
And the alternative is, if you can't produce things, they will make assumptions.
Oh, yeah.
And the assumptions will be very, 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 very damaging compared to reality. So, yeah, this can't be overstated like a lot of things we've talked about, but this one can't be overemphasized or stated. Beverly?
I was just going to say, if you have employees, don't you have, because you keep taxes from them, and all of that has to be paid into the government.
Yes. And now that we've said all this, and it sounds pretty messy and boring, really, it does to me, as a marketing-oriented, sales-oriented, get out there with a customer and have good relationships and generate revenue. I never had interest in any of these, and I don't think I ever filled out any of these tax reports. I know I never balanced our company checkbook, any of those things, but there were always people who did. In the early days, it was Sister Simcox for a while. And then there was other people. There were always people doing it. And it was my responsibility to make sure it was being done properly. And I couldn't say, oh, it was their fault. I thought they were doing it. That doesn't work. You're responsible. It has to be done. Someone has to do it. And so it isn't saying that you have to do it, but you have to have the revenues and the margins to be able to afford to pay for other people to do it, so you stay on top of it. That was certainly always my preference, was to operate that way. I have a friend that has a very successful business. He's an accounting oriented, and he does all that. He'd rather have hire people to go out and sell, hire people to be on the front lines of his business, and he'll be in there managing all these numbers and filling out reports and analyzing everything, and other people out doing that. So everyone has their style. The key is that you know who you are, you know your weaknesses, and you don't allow your weaknesses to damage what you're trying to do. All of it starts with personal at home first. Yeah, that you can't hire people typically to keep your personal life straight. If you do, I don't know, I guess you could, but it just doesn't seem like it would work. You need to manage your personal life by yourself in a prudent way. When you do that, your odds of success in business will be much greater. Yes, Ed.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's a myth out there among people who are considering starting their own business that if they have a business loss at the end of their fiscal year, that they're subject to an audit by the IRS. That is not true. They can have business losses for several years, but if it continues to be a business loss and they never show a profit, then they can expect a knock on the door.
Yeah, I think they have.
They shouldn't have that fear.
Right. I think they have 7 years or something. Then they start declaring whether it's a hobby or a business. I think it's 7 years, but yes.
And a lot of small businesses suffer a loss the first few years.
Oh, no question about it.
Right. It takes them a while to build it to a profit.
That's right. We hope that you do, but it can happen. The first while can be difficult when you start up. But if it is, that means you have to have reserves to pull you through that, and that has to be a plan that you understand and you'll make. Let's see, someone had a statement, yes?
Oh, I was just going to say that you have a clerk or somebody who does the key punching, whoever that might be, and you have a full charge bookkeeper who come in and look over what the clerk's done, and then you have an accountant that everything goes to. CPA. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to keep it straight.
Okay, let's do this.